court appointed is meant to be for entertainment purposes and basic legal information only.
Nothing in this podcast should be considered as legal representation nor legal advice.
Only use the knowledge presented herein to dazzle your friends or possibly win bar trivia. Welcome to Court Appointed, Tootie's perspective on legal frivolity. I'm your co-host, Mike Meadows. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurl. And I am just a dude.
Well, how's it going today, Tommy?
Well, Michael, do you know what this week is, Michael?
Ghost week?
It's Halloween for all you Halloweenies out there.
Halloweenies?
Yes, and we must do a spooky topic to go with Halloween. What do you know about a spooky topic, Michael? Ooh, I'm an otherworldly voice. I'm a disembodied soul coming to you.
Are you from the nether regions?
No, but I was kicked in them.
For a spooky topic, how about creepy clowns?
Ooh, creepy clowns. That's a good one. I like that. Actually, I can't stand those bastards.
Yeah, I don't like clowns.
I didn't like them anyway, but this even makes it worse. Stephen King ruined it for all of us.
With It?
It, yeah.
I never saw that movie or read the book.
Oh, man, that book was... I never saw the book. I saw the book. I never even saw the book because I didn't look for it. But I never saw the...
I've seen the book before.
I have seen the movie. I never read the book. That's what I'm trying to say incoherently. That clown in there, it made you not want to see clowns anymore. It was a scary clown.
Yeah, I remember there was a scary clown on the cover of the book when I saw the book. But that's all I remember.
Oh, yeah. And there was one before, I think, that predates that movie that was, it would have, if it didn't have creepy clowns, it would have been ridiculous. It would have been, it is the creepy clown version of Plan 9 from Outer Space.
What's that, the Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Yeah, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Plan 9
younger.
From Outer Space was supposed to be the worst movie ever made. Well, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, if it didn't have the creepy clowns, it would be right there with it. But that movie, that took it to another level.
Yeah, that came out, I think, when I was about in fifth or sixth grade.
I couldn't believe it was a real movie. I'm changing channels one day, and I see it starting, Creepy Clowns from Outer Space. I think this has got to be a joke. It was a real movie. It was a creepy movie, too. If you haven't seen it and you like to be scared by creepy clowns, that's the movie to see.
They are, and they're very creepy clowns.
They are the worst.
Yeah, and they like...
And there's large volumes of them.
They make you into cotton candy and then cocoon you and take a straw.
And suck your guts out.
Yeah, suck your bodily fluids.
Ew.
But their weak point is their nose.
Honk, honk.
So if you pop them in the nose, that makes them...
Everybody knows a clown's weak point is his nose.
They turn into confetti, didn't they? If you pop in the nose, they just explode into confetti.
Something like that. Yeah, they were all tricks.
Yeah.
And you know the really scary part about it? 100 of them can fit in a getaway car.
Stuff them all in there. I always thought that whenever you see the houses when they're being like fumigated and you see all like the tents up there, I always thought that was kind of like maybe there's some scary clowns in there.
That turns your house into the big top or something like that? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, you've seen those, right? When they fumigate houses and they put up the big tents over top of them.
Yeah, but I never looked at them as like it's going to the circus. Let's walk in there and inhale toxins.
I bet if you went in there and inhaled toxins, you probably would see some creepy clowns.
Yeah, you probably would.
Probably start seeing all kinds
of stuff. I'll tell you one creepy clown you didn't want to see.
Who's that?
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, that guy is.
He was a real life creepy clown.
Yep.
He kept the evidence under the house. He didn't need a tarp over it. It was under the house.
Yeah, that was, I remember I actually saw a movie about that, and that was played by...
I don't recall. All I know is
Brian
the real guy
something
was,
or another.
Oh, Brian. Yeah. He was in a bunch of things. Big, heavy-set dude, blonde hair. He was in a bunch of shows. He was a good character actor.
Yeah, but I remember seeing him dressed up as a clown, and that was his. That was like, he didn't like kill people when he was dressed as a clown. That was just what he did in his spare time, I think, right?
Well, yeah, he did. He entertained kids. He went around and entertained kids. You're right, though. He didn't use that to trap kids in.
Yeah.
He just did it because to kind of cover who he really was.
That was Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of movies. Yeah.
We came up with that one on our own, so there's no need for everybody on our Facebook page to post about that one that we forgot.
Well, I'm sure there's something else we'll forget. And, you know, I do that all the time, and I rely on some of our regular ones. If it's anything in Texas, Abby Whitmire always writes in and tells us. But, you know, a lot of times I refer to somebody will correct me, somebody will fix that, and I don't say how they do that. And if you don't come to our Facebook page, then that's where those answers are.
That's where all of our corrections come
from. That's where all our corrections are. We have some great listeners that help fill in the blanks for us, and they put the answers on the court-appointed Facebook page.
They do. And actually, this week's suggestion about clowns, we kind of already had the idea for it, but Bob Oso Hand has his finger on the pulse of our podcast, and he suggested it as well.
Bob Oso Hand, he said that we talked about, we've got to have a scary topic coming up here, Michael. Well, let's talk about the creepy clowns.
Yep.
And Bob Oso Hand writes in and says, you should say something about the creepy clowns.
Yeah.
He said he was going to add to the body count if he saw one on his security job duties.
Yeah, I think something about collecting large shoes for a bounty or something.
Yeah. What would you do with the large shoes then?
Put them on large feet.
Well, yeah, but then that kind of makes you a clown. You might be next on the list.
Maybe
you
take them to a taxidermist.
Stuff the shoes?
Yeah. It's kind of like a rack for a deer or something.
A rack for a deer? I don't think that the two... If you were going to put something up, it'd be the hair and the nose. That's what you would mount. You wouldn't mount the feet.
Well,
nobody wants to see feet.
I don't think you would want to mount a clown, period, if you know what I'm talking about.
It could be a fun time. No, put up a sign, no clown mounting. Clown mounting prohibited here. You have two clowns mounted with a red circle and a red line across. Clown mounting prohibited on this beach. This is a non-clown mounting beach.
Non-clown mounting beach. Well, the other portion of this episode we're going to talk about is also going to be some self-defense aspects, and that was suggested by Jim Hansen. He talked about that too, so on the Facebook page.
Self-defense, huh?
Yeah, how to defend yourself against clowns when they attack.
Well, especially if they're squirting that flower with water. It's really a water squirter. They aim their flower at you and squirt it.
Well, that was going to be one of my secrets on how to defeat a clown if they start attacking you.
How's that?
You have them come up to you and smell your flower, and when they're smelling your flower, you shoot them with seltzer water.
Oh, well, then what if they shoot you first?
You got to be quick on the draw.
Well, I'll say, but clowns, they have practice at it. That's all they do every day is sit around and squirt things and...
Well, really, I mean, if a clown is starting to attack you, the easiest thing to do is run away.
Clowns can't run?
No, not with those big shoes. They'll be falling all over themselves.
They'd be faster.
No, big shoes don't make you faster.
If you were in the snow, they could, like, ski on them.
like snowshoes?
Yeah, they would plow you down.
Well, a lot of states have laws, strangely enough, which prohibit people from wearing masks.
That's not strange enough. It's a good damn thing. I'm glad they have that.
Well, you don't think about that being a law, though, that you can't wear a mask.
Well, that's true.
I was kind of surprised because actually one of the states that has the largest mask law on the books is West Virginia.
It has the largest mask law? We must really be worried about killer clowns, huh?
Possibly.
Or creepy clowns.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
There's no evidence they've killed anybody. They're just creepy as hell. I listen to Octane on Sirius XM.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the morning DJs is a guy named Grant Random. And he is creeped out by these things. And he talks about them all the time.
Clowns?
Yeah, killer clowns, or the creepy clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there's a report on one, he reads about it, and he's completely freaked out. And he's like, one of those things ever comes around me, I'm killing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people think that.
I mean, he's freaked out. He can't even stand reading the articles. It freaks him out so bad.
Well, that's kind of how we're dovetailing into self-defense, because at what point are you able to defend yourself against a creepy clown? We'll talk about that once we talk about just clowning around in general in your mask.
Well, I would think there would be no bounds to it.
Well, you see a clown, you can just gun him down.
They're fair. That's right. They're fair game.
It's always clown season.
That's right. It's always clown season is always open.
I feel bad for the Ronald McDonald.
And when it's bow season, you have to shoot them in the butt.
In the butt?
Yeah, that way they go running up the street. Ow! That would be funny.
I don't know. A clown run down the street with
an arrow in its butt.
An arrow in its butt.
Yeah, that's like classic.
That's a classic clown joke.
You can say, when the police come to talk to you about it, you just say, hey, look, it's a classic joke. You can't argue with that.
He was coming right for me. That's how I shot him in the butt. Because he was facing me and the magic arrow.
Magic arrow, aim for the target.
Well, that's the problem. If you're trying to say self-defense and you shoot a clown in the butt, then they're probably moving away from you. So
that's all right. It's funny.
Okay. I'm with you on that. It is funny.
That's like the little kid in school that was talking about this is how dated this joke is. The kid was talking about his brother being in Vietnam, and he said he got shot in the ass, and the teacher said, whoa, don't say that in the class. We can't use that kind of language. Say rectum. And the kid said, rectum, hell, it killed him.
I've heard the rectum damn near killed him joke before. I didn't know that was the punchline.
Yeah, that was the punchline.
That's awesome. That's
the punchline of that joke.
Because I've always heard that rectum killed him, but I never knew what to piece that together with.
Well, there's the joke from the Vietnam era.
That's the joke, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, it's all.
That was funny when I was in second grade.
You're right. I didn't find that funny. I think that's still pretty funny. I like a good butt joke.
You're my best audience, Mike. I appreciate that.
Well, I do just sit here and chuckle quite frequently.
Chuckle's the clown.
No way. Think about the clowns on The Simpsons, too. Like Sideshow Bob, he was like a killer clown.
He was scary, too.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you think of? I can only think of two good clowns.
Who's that?
Bozo.
Yeah.
And Ronald.
Yeah.
That's it. But you know, with this creepy clown scare, McDonald's has put Ronald McDonald on the shelf.
Have they really?
Yeah. They're not having him make any appearances anywhere because of this. And you have places like Target have pulled all the clown costumes from their store, and they're encouraging other stores to do the same thing. So as not to add to the scares going on.
Well, I don't know about all this clown hysteria, if it's really warranted.
Well, perhaps we should dig into that. Well, getting back to your mask law.
Yes.
Well, did you have more details on that?
Yeah, I have a lot more details about it.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I kind of took you off on a tangent, and I realized that you were making an important legal point.
No, you never take me off on tangents.
Never.
So the West Virginia law is West Virginia Code 61622, and basically it says...
Wait a minute. Let me write that down.
Yeah. You want to shepherdize that? Do you know what shepherdizing is?
No.
Shepherdizing, that doesn't really pertain to statutes, but it's whenever you take a case and you shepherdize it to make sure it's still good case law to determine whether or not that case has been overturned by anything or not. So it's a way of determining whether or not law is still good. It's like, it's what's called shepherdizing.
Well, it must have been a guy named Shepherd that did something that established that practice or something.
Yeah, he wrote a book.
Yeah?
He put his name on it.
The Good Shepherd?
No, he's Bad Shepherd.
Oh.
Actually, shepherdizing through a book is very tedious and painful. It's much easier now in like Westlaw. You just... Mm-hmm. There's like a little flag. If there's a red flag, that's no good. Yellow flag? Maybe. Gotta read a bit more. Green flag? Use it.
Kind of like Google for laws?
Kind of. Yeah, it's kind of similar search algorithms.
All right.
A lot of them are yellow, though, because that means you have to read them and determine whether or not it's still good, which still kind of helps. But so.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, little legal knowledge there. A lot of these laws, especially West Virginia's in particular, and West Virginia's is just, it's a little bit longer. It's a bit more verbose. It talks about you're not allowed to wear a mask in public. And I'll read just a little portion of it here. Wearing masks, hoods, or face coverings. Except as otherwise provided in this section, no person, whether in a motor vehicle or otherwise, while wearing any mask, hood, or device, whereby any portion of the face is so covered so as to conceal the identity of the wearer, may come into or appear upon any walk, alley, street, road, highway, or other thoroughfare dedicated to public use. So basically that's saying you can't wear a mask in public.
So if you're doing it in your house, it's okay.
Yeah, if you're...
wearing a mask in your house.
Yeah, or you're wearing like a furry costume or whatever in your own house in West Virginia. It's
like
cool.
Like if you're a furry?
Yeah,
a
furry.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of those rubber suits with the zippers across the face and stuff like that.
Now, that's pretty scary.
I mean, I haven't ever had one. I'm just saying I've seen them in pictures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you do with them.
Yeah, I don't think
they look uncomfortable. I'd probably sweat a lot.
I think so. I don't think we want to know. And that's maybe an episode for a different time or a different podcast.
Do you think that's one of those things the clowns would stick the straw in and suck the fluids out? Maybe that went too far.
Oh, I don't. That's a image I don't want to think about.
I just shepherdized it.
Yeah. So anyway, the law goes on. It talks about different places you can't wear these masks, but then there's some exceptions. They do not apply to a person who is under 16 years of age. So if you're a younger person dressing up,
then you can terrorize people.
Kind of, yeah. Or you're wearing a traditional holiday costume. That's one of the exceptions. So I'm wondering if, like, if you consider a clown outfit a traditional holiday costume.
Well, I mean, what we're saying is like if you're out on Halloween, that you can wear a mask and nobody's going to say anything to you.
Right. I think that's the exception that they kind of carved out there.
I don't think they could decide what characters you could cut or you could wear or not. And, I'm sure that creepy clowns are a big topic this year.
Oh, probably.
A big item, a big sale item. And there's people that are going to be out there doing it. But I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't do it.
No.
I'd be afraid. I mean, suppose you're going to a Halloween party. You dress up as a creepy clown. And somewhere along the way, you say, oh, I got to run back out to my car and grab something. Well, one of this guy's neighbors that you're at the party, he sees you walking down the street or in the yard in your creepy clown costume. He decides you're up to no good and he shoots you. I wouldn't want to take that chance.
No, I'm with you on that. You're kind of putting your own life at risk.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who are going to dress up as those this Halloween. And I'm saying, I think it might lead to some bad things. People better be careful.
If you're dressed as a clown, you better put on a smiley face. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even think that'll save you.
You don't think so?
No, not if they're shooting an arrow in your butt. It won't matter how much you smile. won't see that part.
There's about 11 states that have these different, actually more, I mean, 13 states that have these different kind of laws. I like the California one too. The California one says that it's unlawful for a person to wear any mask, false whiskers, or any personal disguise.
False whiskers.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just putting on my prospector beard, and I see I'm against the law.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. I got
false whiskers.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were 17 or 16 and you wanted to sneak into an R-rated movie and you put on a fake mustache, they'd get you for violating the mask law, huh?
That's right. It'd be a misdemeanor in California.
Oh, man.
And the law in West Virginia is a misdemeanor as well. Most of these are misdemeanors, which means generally a misdemeanor is you're not able to serve more than a year in prison. And there's also like a kind of a set amount of fine, but it depends state by state. So usually misdemeanors are kind of on the smaller spectrum of crimes.
Now, also notice that as far as the United States goes, that most of our mask laws originate back to like the 1950s. Do you know the reason for that?
The 50s were a hard time to wear masks. The big plastic companies were just coming out with all the different masks, and there was a lot of lobbyists from...
I don't think so.
I don't know.
it was the KKK.
Oh, yeah.
They were riding about and doing their things, and so they were coming out with these laws to prevent people from going around and meeting and wearing their white hoods and everything else. So we started. If you look at other countries have mask laws, but most of them didn't come about until the 2000s. And then a few were back in the 80s and 90s, but we were well ahead of that. And it was attributed to the rise of the KKK.
Well, Ohio, their law, which actually here it says it's actually 1953. So that's right what you're talking about. It's kind of short. It's a prohibit is 3761.12, prohibition against conspiracy while wearing disguise. No person shall unite with two or more others to commit a misdemeanor while wearing white caps, masks, or other disguise. And that's all the law says. So
yeah, you can tell by the way it's worded what they were aiming that law at.
Yeah, that's pretty specific and on point. So you can still wear a clown disguise in Ohio, I guess.
Not with a mask.
As long as it's not white.
Well, most of them have white face. They do that white face with then the garish makeup over it and everything.
Garish makeup. I like that.
Yes, garish makeup.
What if you do a red face with a white garish makeup? Can white be garish?
Anything can be garish if you use too much of it. I think that in this day and age, that if you're disguised as a clown, you fit the bill. Some of the other countries that have laws along those lines, Canada has one, and it's called disguise with intent. Everyone who with intent to commit an indictable offense has his face masked or colored or is otherwise disguised is guilty of an indictable offense and liable to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 10 years. So
10 years.
You have to be up to no good.
That's a long sentence.
There's several of them on here. I won't go through all of them, but I thought there's one of them that says that they've had the law, but they've never enforced it. They've just made people remove their masks. And most of them came about. You've seen people with those wearing those, what's that guy's name? Fawkes or something like
Guy
that?
Guy Fawkes?
Yeah, Guy Fawkes.
The Anonymous?
The Anonymous protests, and they're wearing those masks and stuff like that. And that's where most of these laws came about in the 2000s, is large groups demonstrating, protesting, and wearing masks. And it's a way to withhold their appearance while they're doing things that they shouldn't do, like looting or assaulting police or something like that. So that's why they pass those laws.
Well, we're coming up on Guy Fawkes Day, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember the 5th of November.
5th of November?
Yeah. I know that from that movie, V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of guys dressed like that.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Mm-hmm. If you see a clown and you are put in a kind of situation where you're fearful for yourself, what would you do? Would you confront that clown? Would you run away if you see a clown coming at you?
I'd punch him in the nose and hope he turned into confetti.
Well,
just like Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I think if you base your self-defense principles off Killer Clowns from Outer Space, you're going to have some trouble.
Well, what other go-bys do we have? I mean, we've got all the movies that tell you how to kill vampires and how to kill werewolves and, you know, how to kill zombies. We know what to do with them. But creepy clowns, it's a virtual unknown. Where do we go? What references do we have?
Well, we have the Baseball Furies from Warriors.
They weren't really creepy clowns. They were a gang.
They're kind of like more like mimes with baseball bats.
Yeah.
And I guess they weren't really mime-ish. I guess they wore baseball outfits.
Yeah, but they weren't creepy clowns. They were a gang. Gangs are supposed to go around and wreak havoc.
You don't think that the Baseball Furies from Warriors were clownish?
No.
No?
No. I mean, yeah, they had the white makeup and the garish paint. garish makeup on.
That's two of the indicators of a clown.
That's right. But their whole motif was not as a clown. But I think they were trying to conceal their faces.
Probably.
But I don't put them in the same group with the creepy clowns.
No.
They were just a gang made up there.
Yeah.
Warriors, come out and play.
We need beer bottles.
I know. I need to clank some beer bottles together.
Unfortunately.
I got some, but they're full. I don't want to clank them together. They'll blow up when I open them.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have cans right here, so this won't work.
We'll clank our cans together.
Yeah.
I didn't mean butts. I was talking about beer cans.
You're big on butts today.
It keeps coming up.
So if a clown is coming towards you,
mm-hmm.
Basically for self-defense, I know.
I never thought that I'd be presented with a situation of if a clown's coming towards you. I feel like I need J.K. Simmons here that telling me about this, and it's one of those insurance things that he represents and telling you, here's what you do. We had one of those in February of 2006.
Da, da, da.
Now get back to playing the damn drums.
We are farmers.
Da, 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 da.
So, well, yeah, and we didn't actually cover clown self-defense in law school, but any kind of self-defense is basically, it's defined as the right to prevent suffering of force or violence through the use of sufficient level of contracting force or violence. Essentially, if you want to use self-defense, then you have to make sure it's an appropriate level of self-defense that is commensurate with whatever you are threatened with. So if a clown comes walking towards you, you can't pull out your Glock and just shoot him just because he was a clown.
Well, that's where I would have to disagree with you. In this day and age, with the mania that has ensued from the creepy clown sightings, someone may actually be in fear of their life. If the guy's dressed up as a creepy clown. Now, if he's dressed up as Bozo and he's coming down the street, I don't know. But if he's got one of those freaky looking masks, you know, with the big teeth and all that kind of stuff and everything, I think shooting him's your best option. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving out advice. I'm just saying, if I was walking down the street and saw the guy coming, he'd be toast.
Well, it depends. If he has a knife or a machete, then maybe you're getting closer. But, you know, if he's just walking towards you, I don't know.
I've seen some of those pictures, too. And those guys are like, there was one that was standing like on an overpass holding a rifle.
A clown?
Yeah. It appeared to be a rifle, whatever he was holding in his hand.
Oh, that's fair game. You see a clown holding a rifle. No.
But what if it's a toy?
Well, it doesn't matter. Because at that point, it's reasonable for you to suspect that they are going to use that force against you.
And that's what I say. That's why I say somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because somebody's going to think, this is great. All this killer clown stuff, I'm going to dress up as one of those and scare the hell out of people.
Do you remember, I'm going off on a tangent here, but do you remember the movie The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Do you remember, there's a line in it, and Frank says, he goes, they're talking about, it's like, we remember what happened last year. We don't have any more trouble like you had last year. And Frank says something like, well, when I see five weirdos dressed in togas stabbing some guy in the middle of the park, and I shoot the bastard. That's my policy. And the mayor says something like, that was a Shakespeare play. So, but that kind of illustrates like the whole like reasonableness of self-defense. So when you see things like that, if you are, you know, if you see somebody with a gun, even if it's a fake gun, and you look at the whole totality of the circumstance, you know, are you within your rights to use excessive force to defend yourself or use force to defend yourself? And that's kind of the underlying principle of self-defense. You know, is the threat imminent? Are they close? Are they within kind of like some sort of striking distance? Do they have like a knife? Do they have a gun? Do they have a slingshot? You know, what's threatening you? I think just having a creepy clown mask on is probably not enough. Now, I mean,
it wouldn't be. I agree with you.
With the hysteria, I think you're moving the barometer a little bit closer to where it might be reasonable.
That's my whole point.
I still don't think that just the mere appearance of a creepy clown is enough to use deadly force to defend yourself. Now, I mean, can you physically protect yourself from it if they get up in your face? Certainly. But can you just shoot a clown just because they're creepy without any other
kind if he comes walking towards you and you decide, I better not take a chance. I better kick him in the groin. All that's going to happen is he's going to honk. Honk. And then what do you do? Now you've just made him mad and his nuts are honking. By the way, your story reminded me of something. Your one about the Shakespeare and you shoot him and it was a play. In Norway, in their mask law, they do put in there, exempted from prohibition are participants in theater, masquerade or similar. So they want you to know that if you're in a show, it's okay for you to wear a mask. I think that's interesting that they felt the need to put that in there.
Yeah. Well,
so
I mean,
you won't be prosecuted while you're doing the show.
Yeah. You don't want
thank you, Norway.
You know, there'd be somebody out there who'd want to like arrest somebody for that just cause.
There's a mask law. We got to do it. Sorry.
Sorry. Not my decision. It's my job.
But you know who's really suffering from all this?
Who's that?
The clown industry.
Oh, I'm sure.
The clown industry, they're taking one on the chin from this. They hate these creepy clowns.
Good thing they're not taking it on the nose.
No, because it would just honk, just like the groin. That's all that happens. But there's people that make their living being dressed up or supplement their living, if they don't make their entire living, is being clowns.
Yeah.
And they rent them for like birthday parties and stuff like that. Sure. Rent a clown, you know? And they're all, that business is dried up right now. People aren't wanting to rent clowns and bring them out because kids are scared of them with all the excitement and all the reports and everything else.
I know.
Even Stephen King felt the need to come out and stand up for him and say, hey, these guys are trying to make a living. Don't pay attention to my book.
Oh, didn't he tweet about that recently?
Yeah. He said, hey, guys, time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up, kiddies. Make people laugh. Oh, they cheer up, kiddies, and make people laugh.
No.
But most of them are good. Okay, Stephen, how do we weed out the bad ones when they're coming down the street? Most of them are good. Invite in 5 or 6. You know, chances are 3 or 4 of them are okay. Where do you draw the line, Stephen? Come on, Stephen King, get back on your bicycle.
What was that? It's like you kill them all and let God sort them out. It's like,
let the clown God decide.
Yes.
Who's the clown God?
Who would be the clown God?
But there are really beautiful clowns who spread joy and make kids happy, and they don't scare kids. And the scary clowns are not representative of clowning. So says a clown representative.
Well, a few bad clowns ruin it for everybody. Well, I don't think the people that are actually scaring people are actually trying to. I don't think they're members of the clown union or the clown lobby. They're not paying dues.
Oh, if they had union cards, they wouldn't be doing that. The guys with the union cards are the ones that are suffering from this.
Yes.
There's a clown drought right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Clown work drought.
I don't know. Maybe time to kind of branch out to something else right now to kind of supplement yourself.
That reminds me. Do you know who the original Ronald McDonald was?
I do. It was Willard Scott.
You are correct. He was the very first Ronald McDonald.
I'm pretty proud that I knew that.
And do you know that you know someone that actually rode on a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with him, with Ronald McDonald?
Would that be you?
That would be me. 8-year-old me.
Is this the story where you were throwing things?
Yeah. I rode on a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with Ronald McDonald and Soupy Sales.
And that was the actual Ronald McDonald. The original Ronald McDonald was Willard Scott.
Yeah, but I don't think that was him in there. And if you, I don't.
Soupy Sales is from Huntington, isn't he?
Yeah, Soupy Sales is from Huntington. It was just a coincidence that I won this McDonald's contest and got to ride on the float with him. And I said, went up to him and I said, my mom told me I'm supposed to tell you I'm from Huntington too. And he said, that's great, kid. Now get out of the way.
That's great, kid. Hey, go grab me another whiskey out of the. Yeah.
But in those days when Ronald McDonald first came out, he wore like a space helmet.
Oh, really?
He had a big clear space helmet that he wore. I guess it was more of a fishbowl than a space helmet, but it was supposed to be like a face helmet. I mean, a space helmet.
He was a clown from outer space.
He was. But he was on our float with us. And as an 8-year-old kid, you know, you can only take so much riding along, waving to the crowd. So I started winging loose washers and nuts into the crowd. So you'd be driving by and they'd have their hands up, waving and smiling. All of a sudden you see, oh, people bending over, holding their heads and stuff. Well, some New York cop saw me doing that, apparently. And he came up and he said, kid, if I see one more come off of there, I'm going to jerk your ass off that float. And I was like, okay, Mr. Officer, I won't do it again.
It'd have been better if he had told you to stop clowning around.
I wasn't a clown, though. I was a little French kid.
A little what?
A little French kid.
French kid?
Yeah, all the people that won, they dressed you up. We were an international float, so they dressed you up as international characters, and my costume was a French kid.
Did you have a beret?
I had on like a beret, and I had on like a smock and these big wide leg pants. I don't know. I was a kid from France.
Because all kids from France wear berets and smocks.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what they dressed me up in. In those days, you could stereotype people, and it was okay.
And we liked it.
And we liked being stereotyped. We didn't have all this mamby-pamby political correctness. We just called them the way we see them. Archie Bunker was my hero.
We used to throw washers off floats. It was okay. It was a different time. We spiced it up,
you know? Little kids on their dad's shoulders. Oh, Daddy, something hit me.
Did you feel bad at all?
I just felt bad I got caught.
Idle hands.
That was pretty fun. For some reason, my family doesn't like hearing that story. I don't tell that much to them.
You told me that. I remember that story from when I was little.
Yeah. Well, I was 8 when it happened.
Yeah, I
think it was in 1966.
Yeah, you told me that. I was probably at least 8 when you told me that.
That was my first time to ever go to New York.
Yeah. What did you think about it when you were 8?
It was big.
Still pretty big.
Yeah, I did. I really don't remember that much about it. I can remember being on the float, and I kind of remember our hotel room. And I remember going to dinner a couple times. That was about it.
Hmm. And that was a McDonald's contest you won, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't even have a McDonald's here then. We were traveling up to Baltimore and stopped in a McDonald's because we had never been to one before.
Oh.
And there was this contest, and while my parents were getting food, I went over and filled out the form and stuck it in the box. Had no idea. And they called our house and said that I'd won third place. And I was disappointed because you know what first and second was?
What's that?
First place was 15 minutes in a toy store, and second place was 10 minutes in a toy store.
That's like an episode of the Brady Bunch.
And I won third place, which was I get to ride with a damn clown on a float and throw things at people.
Was there an episode of the Brady Bunch where like Bobby Brady won some sort of contest where he got to go into a toy store and pick toys or something like that? Or
I don't remember that one. I watched about every one because I had a crush on Marsha Brady.
Well, to circle back to what we were actually talking about, self-defense.
Oh, yeah. And creepy clowns.
Yeah. So if somebody saw you throwing washers off a float, and they picked up a washer and threw it back at you to prevent you from throwing a washer at them, that would be a reasonable self-defense.
Probably. Ah, tit for tat, you could say.
Exactly. And that's kind of the, you know, if you were also in, basically a reasonable fear that harm was about to befall you, then that's when you could use it.
Hey, one other thing I just thought of.
What's that?
Has the statute of limitations run out on washer and nut throwing?
Probably.
Okay, good. I just confessed to a crime. Of course, I was 8 then. Would they have to prosecute me as an 8-year-old?
Yeah, they probably would.
Okay, good. I didn't want to get into any trouble there.
We have to go back in time to 8-year-old Tommy and then prosecute him in New York.
Well, you can do that now. I've been watching that show Timeless.
Timeless? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. They go back in time and change history. It's just started. It's only 3 episodes in.
Timeless. I'll check that out. Oh, I saw a preview for that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And the first one involved the Hindenburg, and the second one involved Abraham Lincoln.
What's the one where the preview showed the Hindenburg about the crash, and they're like, oh, no, and then it didn't.
That's correct. Well, but you can't give it away.
Spoiler.
That's right.
Well, that was on the preview, so it didn't give away too much.
Yeah. Well, they were there to not let it crash, and there was a very good reason. I won't give it away. I'm bad at spoiler alerts.
Well, that was that reminds me of one of my favorite shows, when I was younger, Quantum Leap. That was a great show.
That was a great show. But, yeah. You know, this time traveling stuff, it gets all messed up in the translation. Everybody takes a different interpretation of what's okay and what's not okay. That's like in this Timeless show, they talk about, well, why can't we go back again and fix it? Well, you can't go back again because then you would be there and you can't run into yourself.
Oh,
so they all have different rules, and these rules tend to change to fit the thing. So
we can't talk too much about that because my head will actually explode.
I want one damn rule in place for time travel, so when I start time traveling, I know what the rules are. I don't want to get confused by if some other show said something wrong. I might turn into mush when I meet myself or something.
I will say, back to Quantum Leap, that Scott Bakula is one of my favorite time travelers.
He was good in that. I used to love that show.
Yeah, he kept it real.
Now, here's one that I thought was interesting. When you talk about self-defense, this guy in Santa Clarita, California, a person dressed as a clown was apparently scared off after he approached a man who fired a gun into the air. Authorities said that a man called 911 to report that someone dressed in a clown costume holding a knife approached his home. And the man told deputies he fired a warning shot into the air and the suspect ran from the area. Deputies searched the area. They found a suspect with a clown mask who was arrested for possession of burglary tools. But the sheriff's department said the suspect arrested was highly unlikely to be related to the clown who attempted to approach the home with a knife. It doesn't go into detail why they determined that, but here's the twist. Deputies said they spoke with the homeowner who fired the warning shot and searched his home. The sheriff's department said drugs and firearms were found in the home, and the homeowner was taken into custody.
What? That's the most bizarre story I think I've ever heard.
No. So the guy calls 911 and tells about this creepy clown with a knife, and I'm going to fire a gun in the air. The guy runs off to catch some other burglar. Apparently, the creepy clown with the knife got away, and then they search the guy's home for whatever reason, find he has drugs and guns, and they arrest him.
Well, first of all, if you're a drug dealer, well, I can see what it didn't say was a drug dealer, but he had drugs.
He had drugs.
He had drugs in his house. Why would you let the police in to your house?
Well, they must have had reasonable suspicion, or they just asked, or they may have thought that he made the whole thing up. I don't know. Or maybe the guy that was going to break into the house admitted he was breaking into the house because there were drugs there. You know, when you sell drugs, there's a lot of people that know you sell drugs.
That's true.
And a lot of times, they don't want to pay for those drugs. They want to take your drugs. I mean, we see that all the time here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
People break in and they kill people, and it's because they're stealing their drugs.
Yeah.
So I would say that it probably had something to do with that. It's probably the guy they caught tipped them off what was going on.
There's actually a really interesting case that's going to be going to trial this Monday, a self-defense case here in Cabell County.
Yes.
It's a...
Do tell.
It's kind of a... It's a very bizarre story. There was a guy who was naked and like trying to break into somebody's house, and the homeowner shot the guy through the door a few times, and there's been some forensic evidence that supported that. And then this is where there's some different stories, and this is why there's going to be a trial. The police report basically says that the guy followed the guy out to shoot him and shot him in the street. And there's some other reports that says the guy left and then came charging back at the guy. So the guy ended up dying. I mean, he killed him, he shot him, but it's...
I know what story you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't want to comment. I know some of the people involved in that.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. So, but that's actually going to trial on Monday. So I'm at the courthouse. I'm going to try to sneak in and watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, that should be interesting. That's a real dilemma as far as self-defense or not.
Yeah. But I just thought it was kind of interesting as we're talking about self-defense a little bit, and that's actually getting ready to go to trial. So,
all right. Let's get back to these creepy clowns.
Yeah, now, absolutely. There, did you know there was a creepy clown that was arrested in Logan County?
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creeps in Logan County, but I didn't know there was a creepy clown.
Oh, sorry to all our Logan County listeners.
Nobody in Logan County knows what a podcast is.
Again, sorry to all our Logan County. I know of several people in Logan County. They're friends of mine that might even actually listen to this podcast.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got friends in Logan County?
I do.
All right. I won't say anything else. Only thing I'll tell you is Logan County is the only place where when Elvis votes, everybody accepts it.
So this report was on WSAZ, which is our local news station. They said that the Logan County Sheriff's Department arrested a man for wearing a mask after receiving several calls of people wearing masks in Logan County. Oh, I guess it wasn't a scary clown sighting. It was a mask. And it came after some scary clown reports in Logan County. So they arrested somebody in Logan County for wearing a mask. And they used that West Virginia law that we were talking about earlier. So,
see, I told you, Logan County, they can't even do creepy clowns right. But the guy was wearing probably like a gremlin mask or something like that. He might have been wearing a Darth Vader mask or something. He couldn't even get the mask part right.
Yeah, he's wearing a stormtrooper mask, and he was a little short for a stormtrooper, so that's not going to fly down here in Logan County.
Hey, you're a little short for it, buddy. But here's what, when you get into it and you break it down, I started looking up how many people have actually, I mean, how many crimes and things have actually been committed by these creepy clowns?
Okay.
What it boils down to is the people that were not arrested for actually being creepy clowns. They were arrested for perpetrating the hoax of creepy clowns. The majority of them were people that created Facebook posts and threatened schools with the names like Killer Clown and things like that. They made up some kind of names that involve clown, and they spelled them funny, like clown with a K or with two L's or something, because I guess that's cool. I don't know. But so then they'd put in these things, oh, we're going to shoot the school up. Oh, I'm going to be at the school and stuff like that. So those are the kind of people that got arrested. Now, what really amazed me about it is a lot of them were like 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds and stuff like that. And at least half of them were female. Now, in my mind, It's teenage boys that run around and do these kind of things. But in a lot, in at least half these cases that I read where they were females that did it. And that really surprised me. But it all got started out of like South Carolina. And all somebody did is they filmed like cell phone footage of these guys, creepy, dressed up as creepy clowns in the woods. And then they posted that and said, oh, look what I caught on my cell phone. From there, it took off. It's hysteria. This is a situation of mass hysteria. People started reporting sightings, and when they'd investigate them, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, there was nothing to them. You know, there was not any sightings. They couldn't find the actual evidence. And in a lot of cases, they went back to people that reported it and questioned them again, and they finally broke down and said, nah, I didn't really see that.
It's like Bigfoot.
Yeah. And they explained part of it. They said, why would people get involved in that and call in and say that they saw that? And they said, well, the reason is it's a low risk that you get caught because this is out there. People have heard of it. And then the other thing is it's their 10 minutes of fame. They get broadcast all over. Look at this. They were approached. And I mean, some of it was as low as 9 and 10 year old kids that made up these sightings that said these creepy clowns approached us and offered us candy to get in a white van.
Oh, that sounds that's creepy.
But it ended up nobody had approached them. They just made that up because they'd seen the stories in the paper or seen them on TV about the creepy clowns. So they thought they would get some attention and make it up.
Do you know what the insane clown posse is?
Yeah.
Juggalos?
Yeah.
They're kind of creepy.
Yeah, they are kind of creepy. Are they still together?
The Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah.
I think so.
I hadn't heard about them in a long time.
Yeah.
I used to hear a few of their songs, but I hadn't heard them in a long time.
They're
probably laying low now.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to be a juggalo in this day and age. Well, yeah.
They said experts have weighed in with an explanation. David G. Myers, a professor of psychology at Hope College in Holland, Michigan, attributed the epidemic of sightings to mass hysteria. As people's fears and feelings fed on one another, that was the end of the sentence. I just didn't follow the punctuation very well.
I did not see the period.
I didn't see the period. Never mind. Attributed the epidemic sightings to mass hysteria as people's fears and feelings fed on one another. Period. Jason D. Seacat, an associate professor of psychology at Western New England University in Springfield, Massachusetts, suggested another motive for the outbreak is a need for people to feel connected to a news event that had garnered national headlines.
Yeah.
So, you know, what they're saying is that these people, first of all, they manufactured these sightings with Facebook and YouTube and everything. You know, you can do anything. So they manufactured these sightings and put them out there. And from there, it just grew. People wanted to be part of it. They started reporting it and doing it. Now, I don't think you can count people that put a clown mask on and go rob a drugstore in the same category with creepy clowns. Their intent was to conceal their identity, and they just used creepy clown mask because of the creepy clown stuff going on, and they went in and they committed a crime.
Or like they used a ex-president's mask or pantyhose or whatever. Anything would work.
Right. That's right. So they just used that because that's what was going around. But it really had nothing to do. There is not a creepy clown scare. Creepy clowns are not here to attack you or your children. That's what I'm trying to say. That's just people taking advantage of these things. They have gone back and they have indicted a bunch of people that have called in these scares, that have perpetrated these things. You know, we had one here in Kanawha County where somebody had put in a Facebook posting that said that creepy clowns were in the area and they were going to grab kids off the playground. So the schools didn't shut down. They just didn't let kids go outside at lunchtime or recess or anything like that.
Oh, that's horrible.
And they had the parents come in and get them at the end of the day. And so the reason they didn't shut down is that it was not a specific threat or anything like that. But there's a bunch of them. Like I say, it's mostly through Facebook.
Let me ask you a question. If you're going to try to abduct children from a playground, I don't think you'd want to dress up as a clown in the middle of the day. That seems like you kind of give yourself away. That would be out of the ordinary regardless of this.
Right. Well, and that's what I say. I think there were some instances where schools were shut down. Now, when they caught those people, they were charged with terroristic activities.
Yeah.
Other ones were just warned when they were caught because the school didn't shut down, and that's the difference. If they felt that the threat was specific enough to shut the school down, and then they found out who you were, they charged you with making terroristic threats.
What's that clown doing over there by the merry-go-round? He seems legit.
He's clowning around.
Don't mind him. Just your random playground clown. They just pop up from time to time.
Random playground clown. But
have you seen the movie Quick Change with Bill Murray?
No. I've never even heard of it. Is it an old one or a new one?
Older. I was probably 80s, early 90s. Anyway, he plays a bank robber and he dresses as a clown to rob a bank.
Yeah.
Kind of a similar thing.
And did he stalk kids or something?
No, just a bank robber in a clown outfit.
Did he go on Facebook and threaten to shoot schools or anything?
That was long before Facebook.
It's hard to imagine a world before Facebook, isn't it?
It is. Well, I guess not for you, because your world before Facebook was only like
a few months ago. Yeah, as far as I was concerned, it didn't exist. I didn't have anything to do with it. I still don't know much of what to do. Although I have been sent a tutorial now.
Yeah, you're out there. You're out there liking posts and
yeah,
almost posting pictures maybe.
Yeah, I'm not. I have been given a tutorial though.
Okay.
Tiffany Butler sent me a tutorial on how to do that. So I appreciate that. Someday I'm going to attempt it. In the meantime, I have enablers around me that do my stuff for me.
Do your bidding?
Yeah, because I'm not very technically savvy, and there's no telling what might end up on there. It might not be anything anybody wants to see. But I had this breakdown from like New York, all the sightings that were found, and they in the majority of them, no evidence was ever found. They were just high school kids, or in some cases, college kids. Like they had a report, Syracuse University, Ithaca College, and Cortland University. No evidence was ever found that there was any creepy clowns there or anything like that. They did find a lot of staged videos. They found one in Half Moon, New York, where there's a report of a clown near children. It ended up that it was some neighbor showing his neighbor and their kids the creepy clown costume he had bought for Halloween. And he was just standing in his yard with his neighbors. Some other neighbor called and reported him. So they didn't do anything to him, of course. They had Binghamton High School notice of possible clown activity at lunch found on social media. So somebody had indicated there was going to be some clown activity at lunchtime. So they were on high alert.
I think there was always clown activity going on when I was in lunchtime in high school.
But in a couple of them, they actually found somebody dressed up that way, and they said, I was just doing it for fun, and they let him go. They said, don't do that anymore, and they let him go. They didn't do anything to him. In Herkimer, New York, they had two clowns that they were reported to have made eye contact with people, but no evidence was found. So they put out a warning to the general public, do not approach killer clowns. But they had made eye contact. So somebody called in and said, these guys made eye contact.
Do you have to give a warning to not approach killer clowns? I mean, you should never approach.
Apparently you do, because the police department issued a warning. Shenandoah Central Schools, a bomb threat was posted online forums by creepy clowns. That's in quote. That was what they were called themselves. Classes went on anyway because the threat was nonspecific. Syracuse, New York, three people dressed in clown costumes approached a 10-year-old boy as he walked to school. Several other children also reported seeing them. However, couldn't find anything out of it. So they think the kids were lying. When they went back to them, they kind of changed the story around. Another one, a guy edited clown pictures into a park. He just edited these creepy clown pictures into scenes at a park.
Oh, like Photoshopped it in?
Yeah. And they said, why'd you do that? He goes, I can't stand kids being in the park when I want to be there, so I was trying to keep them out. So there were no creepy clowns. He just edited shots in there and posted it on social media for people to see.
He would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
They had at St. Lawrence County Schools, clown Facebook profiles were showing up locally with threats against area schools. And in Warwick, New York, a school was locked down when pictures appeared on social media of a clown walking around inside the school. What they found, though, same type thing. Somebody had photoshopped, they had pictures of the school and they had photoshopped clowns into it. So that's what I say. The whole thing is a hoax. It's mass hysteria. It's opportunistic. It was all started off of staged videos.
Well, this happens a lot around this time of year. It seems like Halloween building up like that.
I've never heard of a creepy clown scare like this.
Not creepy clowns, but there's been other kinds of like urban legend type things that go around. I remember when I was in college at Marshall, there was some sort of talk that somebody had predicted that there was going to be some sort of explosion at a local university, and the building had the university had a building shaped like an H or a U or something like that, and it was this urban legend type thing. So the fall kind of brings out these urban legend type things, I think, to a certain degree. This might be a new urban legend. Maybe we saw a new urban legend just spring forward in front of our very eyes.
In front of our eyes.
Yeah.
Well, that may be, but the main thing is, Mike, you know, we care about our listeners. They mean a lot to us.
That's true.
So we wanted to put their minds at rest in this Halloween season concerning creepy clowns, because I know there's a lot of concerns out there about them, because, I mean, after all, creepy clowns are known to be creepy.
Yeah.
Thus the name, creepy clowns.
Well.
So we wanted to put your mind at rest. There is no such thing as creepy clowns. They're a hoax. They're mass hysteria. They're people just trying to get publicity. You don't have to worry about it. You and your children and your loved ones are safe from creepy clowns. However, it should go without without warning that don't approach anybody that looks like one, because they're probably up to no good.
Exactly. And if you can run away from them because they have big shoes on, they're going to be slower.
And it is okay to shoot them.
With seltzer water from a flower.
Oh, I thought you went with a gun.
No.
How about an arrow in the butt? That's just funny.
No, you can't do that, because there'll be no reason for you to shoot them, because if you shoot them in the butt, they're turned away from you and walking away.
I guarantee you, you go into a jury trial and say, I saw this guy, he was near kids, and I shot him in the butt with an arrow. You'll walk.
Well, that you change the subject, because if he was near kids, then there was maybe a reasonable...
He was near me, so I shot him in the butt.
But if he's turned around the other way, chances are he's not coming towards you.
Well, he knew I meant business when I aimed that arrow at him.
Well, then you should have...
I'm just telling you, the jury lets me walk. They are not going to convict anybody right now with all this going on. If you're dressed as a creepy clown, you get what you get.
May it please the jury, my client did nothing wrong. He just shot a clown in the butt with an arrow. Can we all agree that's funny?
They say yes, and they'd clap for you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how it would go down.
I would. If I'm on that jury, that guy's walking free, and that clown is just going to have to live with it. Sorry, clown.
That's going to bring us to the favorite part of our show.
Legal briefs.
So legal briefs is where we go over some different legal terms that we've talked about during this podcast, and Tommy will give a definition for them or define.
Make a stab at them.
Take a stab at it. And sometimes he'll ask me one. I don't think he has any more notes today, so I think I might be in the clear. We'll see, though. Now he's searching back through his notes. I may be in trouble. The first one is shepherdize.
Shepherdize. That is when you check to see if a ruling is actually still stands or if it's been superseded.
That's right. And that's it's a book that you use to kind of check that case law.
All right. I thought you meant it was a computer program, too.
Well, it is. Yeah. But
books are passe. We don't need books. We've got computers.
That's right. What do we need them for?
We got movies. You don't have to read a book. Watch a movie.
So now this next question for legal briefs is a bit more involved. Can you give me an explanation as to what reasonable self-defense is?
It's tit for tat. If they have a knife, you can use a knife. If they use fists, you use fists. If they have a gun, you can use a gun. You don't ever want to end up like Sean Connery in The Untouchables, bringing a knife to a gunfight.
They put one of yours in the hospital. You put two of theirs in the morgue.
There you go. Was that your Irish accent?
That was my Sean Connery accent. It wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't.
I'm gonna have to change that out later.
Yeah, but I knew what you meant, pal.
Thanks.
Was I right?
Yeah, that's true. Now, it's going to differ state by state. Some states are stand your ground type states where you have the right to kind of almost like a line in the sand that you have. You can draw almost like a line in the sand, and if they cross that line, then they're fair game, but you don't have a duty to retreat. Some states have what's called a duty to retreat. So if somebody's coming at you, you have a affirmative duty to try to get away from them before you can defend yourself.
Well,
so that's going to vary state by state.
The only thing I'm going to say, if a guy comes at me with a knife and I happen to have a gun, I'm going to use it. I'm not going to say, damn, all I've got is this gun here. I left my knife at home.
Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead, pal. Go ahead, killer clown. Kill me. I forgot my knife. I'm not equal.
The better thing to do would be to pull out a larger knife and say, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
Oh, Leon Keith Chameleon is going to get you for that accent. That is not a good Australian accent.
No, but it was a good
pop. You know what I'd say? That's not a knife. This is a gun. That may be a knife, but this is a gun. You're dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if somebody brings a
mate,
if somebody brings a knife,
that makes it Australian if you say mate.
That's right, mate. M8, mate. That's right.
Good day.
But if somebody comes at you with a knife, I mean, that's deadly force. So, you know, if you have a gun, you're probably okay.
Shoot him. If you got a bazooka, use it.
I don't know. There might be some splash from that.
Difference, gun, bazooka, what difference?
Yeah.
What else you got for me, counselor?
Search for my notes here.
I'm four beers in. I'm ready.
You're primed and ready to go?
I got one for you.
Okay.
Garish.
Garish? That means you do something in kind of an outlandish or comical fashion?
Close enough. Overly done.
Overly done?
Overly done makeup.
Well, outlandish, that's pretty good.
I had a teacher like that in sixth grade.
Yeah?
She overly did her makeup, and I think she had a rubber nose, too. She wasn't a clown.
It's a clown.
But she had a lot of makeup, and she had a rubber nose.
So the next term is misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor?
Yep.
Well, that's the one that's married to Mr. Meaner. Misdemeanor is a small crime. It means it's usually punishable by a fine or probation. Rarely do you go to jail because that would be a felony.
You're halfway there. Misdemeanors.
I'm usually about half right.
It goes state by state, but usually misdemeanors, you're not going to go to jail for more than a year. So you can't go to jail for a misdemeanor.
Oh, okay.
Usually you don't, though. Most of the time you don't. But that's the possibility that sentence is there.
Especially in this day and age. They let you off for everything this day and age. Home confinement.
Well,
probation.
There's a good reason they do that, though, because if you put somebody in jail, then the state has to foot the bill to keep you housed there. If you put somebody in home confinement, they have to work and pay for their own home confinement, all the reporting fees.
Well, so. I've got some opinions about that, but I won't express them.
This is a first. This is a first. Tommy is not expressing his ideas.
Well, in this day and age and political correctness, you can't say those kind of things. But by God, back in my day, we would have.
We would have shot him.
In the days when we made fun of French kids by wearing smocks and berets.
We would have shot him in the butt with arrows and hit him with a nut and a bolt.
That's right.
Well, everybody, I think that's going to wrap up this episode.
So don't be scared of creepy clowns, but still don't approach them either. But they don't exist. But if you see them, run.
Yeah, it's like, they don't exist. Don't worry about it. But if you do see one, I wouldn't sleep on that. Get away from them. That's if you take anything from this podcast on the creepy clowns. That's it.
They're not real, but if you see them, run.
Yeah. Basically right there. That's it in a nutshell.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
So before our outro, I have a quick announcement to announce who the winner of the free court-appointed t-shirt is. And the winner is, drumroll, Jess Stitt. So Jess, you have won the free court-appointed t-shirt. We'll be contacting you on Facebook and getting your information and sending out your t-shirt. Also, there was some interest in other people wanting to get these t-shirts, and Tommy and I will be posting some information about that, letting you know how you can order your very own court-appointed t-shirt.
Thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks to MCRB for use of their song, Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief.
And thanks to the McElroy Stable of Podcasts for the use of their recording studio. Their podcasts include Mabim Bam, Sawbones, and Still Buffering, as well as many other fine offerings. And please, take the time to rate and review us on iTunes, especially if you liked us. If you didn't, well then, not so much.
You're not supposed to say that.
You always edit that out though, right?
Usually.
Good.
This has been Court Appointed. I'm Mike Meadows, your co-host. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurf. And I'm just a dude.
Thanks for listening.